Happy Easter, everyone. Happy Resurrection Sunday. I just wanted to come on today and tell you about my week last week and how God will use your enemies as a footstool. So last week, I had the pleasure of participating on a panel for Early Childhood Learning Nations with the Nations of Cities League. And I was a panelist here in DC with Councilwoman Henderson, Kim Perry of Under 3 DC, and myself, Alethea, with the Business of Early Childhood Education. And we were discussing the pay equity passing here in DC, which I was really a big part of. I know it doesn't seem like that because you all hear and see one person in particular, but I was really anyway. So what I wanted to come on and talk about was I get to the venue and I'm stating my name, Alethea Atnoff, and the person that's checking me in, for a moment, she acts like she couldn't hear me. So I have to state my name again. And then she takes off her mask and says, "Alethea, it's me." She says her name. And I knew that Southern twang instantly. Instantly. I knew who it was. And that woman never liked me a day we worked together. So while she's I don't know what she was doing, I'm texting my daughter and I'm telling her who I saw, and she's like, "You are lying. You know how you are with your girl, like, you lied. Send me the picture." We going back and forth, and I sent her the picture, and she's like, "OMG." So in between, I arrived early, right? So it wasn't time for lunch yet, and my panel wasn't coming up until after lunch. So I sit down and, we're having a conversation over how we both have been in life and how things were going. And, she asked me about my children. I asked her about her daughter. Then she went back to my children and said, "My daughter's just, my daughter." So I let that go because, that means, it ain't that good. So we're just gonna bypass that. And I can respect that. So she's asking me about the girls, and I'm telling her and this and that. And then I ask her, "Well, how have you been?" And then she tells me how life has been treating her, and I said, something. I'm like, "I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad that you're well," or whatever. And things have looked out and they're getting better. But this lady, every day this woman tried to get me fired. This woman tried to get me fired right after I had Esther. Okay, which was my last daughter. I came back from maternity leave. What was it? Esther was born in June. So let's say the end of the summer, right? And this chick was trying to get me fired before the Christmas even came. Because I had transferred into her department and she did not like that at all. It was a country where, it was a company, sorry. It was a company where the women were referred to as girls and the men were referred to as men. And I'm black. And everyone there at work were white and family members of someone who was either still working there or retired. We'll get into how I got to work there and all that stuff maybe later. But for this podcast, we're going to talk about how, life had not been well to her. I'll say that. And I did not revel in that. I took no pride in that. I took no joy in hearing that. Because I take no joy in anyone suffering. I honestly do not. That's just not my character. At times, because we all have, we ain't perfect. But so then I'm just listening to her talk, and I told her I wished her well because I did. And I remember texting one of my friends, Cheryl, who had prayed with me a lot during that time. And I told Cheryl, who I'd seen, and we laughed about it for a moment. And then Cheryl texted me back, and she said, "He will make your enemies your footstool. Love it and him." And I so remember them days praying for you when you worked there, because it was horrible for my mental health. I mean, it was horrible for my mental health, for my self-esteem, for my self-confidence. It was not good. So I just wanted to give these words of encouragement to whomever, may have that really, really trying and challenging licensing monitor that you have to deal with the pop-ups or the just the tone and emails and just the blatant disrespect for you as a person and what you're doing and trying to achieve for yourself and your family. I wanted to give you all some encouragement and to let you know that it shall pass. This too shall pass. And when this time passes, you'll be full circle as well. Sorry. You'll come back full circle as well to someone who did you wrong, And when that time comes, it'll be for you to extend them grace, and not to have any joy in anyone's suffering, but just to have grace, when you have the unexpected reunion or confronting a former foe of the past, or when you have someone that that you've had conflict with and life has not treated them well, just know that God will use them to elevate you, because truly, everything I went through on that job prepared me to run and operate my own business today. I can honestly say that. Because that hell, we'll discuss that later. How about that? Okay. So I wanted to encourage you today. I wanted to give you some encouragement, let you know that whatever you're going through right now, this too shall pass. And just know that I know you can't see it right now, because I couldn't see it either at the time, no matter how much I tried. God would use your enemies as your footstool. He'll use those people who wish you hell to elevate you to your heavenly position. It's Resurrection Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. We're still in Ramadan. And I hope you all enjoy the rest of your day. Until next time, this is Alethea Etnoff with the Business of Early Childhood Education.